Je ne me sens pas bien.
I don't feel well. The sentence is constructed using the following elements.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Ne.
This is the negation, meaning not.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, meaning myself. It is used with the verb sentir, to feel, to indicate that the feeling is experienced by the subject.
Sauce.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb sentir, to feel, in the first person singular.
Pas.
This is a negation particle that emphasizes the lack of feeling.
Bien.
This is an adverb meaning well. Therefore, the sentence translates directly to, I do not feel myself well, which is equivalent to, I don't feel well.
Je me sens prêt.
I feel ready. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun, meaning myself. It is used with the verb sentir to indicate that the feeling is directed inward.
Sauce
is the present tense form of the verb sentir, meaning to feel. It is conjugated in the first person singular.
Prêt
is an adjective meaning ready. The reflexive pronoun is used to show that the subject is both the agent and the object of the action. In this case, the speaker is the one who feels ready.
Je me sens prêt.
I feel ready. This sentence is in the first person singular and uses the reflexive verb
se sentir,
which means to feel.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun for I.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, meaning the action of feeling is directed back to the subject.
Sauce.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb
sortir.
Prêt. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective
prêt,
meaning ready. This sentence uses a common French structure, where the reflexive pronoun comes before the conjugated verb.
Par d'ici.
Leave from here. The sentence is a command in the imperative mood.
Par
is the imperative form of the verb
partir.
To leave, in the second person singular, you.
D'ici
is a prepositional phrase meaning, from here. The command is addressed to one person.
Je me sens jeune.
I feel young. This sentence uses the
reflexive pronoun
me and the
verb
sentir, conjugated in the present tense. He is the
subject pronoun.
I, me is the
reflexive pronoun,
meaning myself, sense is the
first person singular plus conjugation of the verb
sentir, which means to feel, June is the
adjective
meaning young. This sentence means that the speaker feels young. It is a simple and straightforward sentence.
Je me sentis affreusement mal.
I felt terribly sick.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun, myself, and indicates that the action of the verb is done to the subject.
Sortir
is the past tense of the verb
sortir,
to feel.
Affreusement
is an adverb meaning terribly or horribly.
Mal
is an adjective meaning sick or bad. The sentence is in the passé simple, which is a past tense used to describe completed actions in the past. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus adverb plus adjective.
Je me suis sorti affreusement mal.
I felt terribly ill. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Me.
Me is the reflexive pronoun, referring back to the subject, I. It is used because the verb sentir.
Sortir.
To feel is a reflexive verb, meaning that the action is performed by the subject on itself. Suis.
Sui
is the past participle of the verb être.
Être.
To be, which is used with the reflexive pronoun in the passé composé of reflexive verbs.
Senti. Sorti
is the past participle of the verb sentir.
Sortir.
To feel, which agrees in gender and number with the subject, g.
Je.
Affreusement.
Affreusement
is an adverb meaning terribly or awfully.
Mal.
Mal is a noun meaning illness or badly. The literal translation of the sentence is, I felt myself terribly badly. However, the reflexive pronoun, me,
me,
is often omitted in English, so the more natural translation is, I felt terribly ill.
Je me suis sorti affreusement mal.
I felt terribly ill. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the pronoun, I, in the subject form.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, myself, used here to show that the action of feeling ill is directed towards the speaker.
Sui.
This is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular.
Sorti.
This is the past participle of the verb, sentir, to feel. It is used here in the passé composé, a compound tense that describes a completed action in the past.
Affreusement.
This is an adverb meaning, terribly, or, horribly. It modifies the verb, sentir, to describe the intensity of the feeling.
Mal.
This is a noun meaning, illness, or, sickness. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. Reflexive pronouns are used to show that the action of a verb is directed towards the subject of the verb. In this sentence, the reflexive pronoun
me
indicates that the speaker is the one who felt ill. Passé composé. The passé composé is a common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb, avoir, or, être, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this sentence,
sui
is the auxiliary verb, and
sorti
is the past participle. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. In this sentence, the adverb
affreusement
modifies the verb, sentir, to indicate the intensity of the feeling.
J'étais pris de vertige.
I felt dizzy. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a common way to express past actions in French. J'ai is the first person singular conjugation of the avoir verb in the passé composé. It means, I have, but in this context, it is used as a helping verb to form the passé composé. Été is the past participle of the verb être, to be. It is used with avoir to form the passé composé for verbs that are typically conjugated with être. Pris is the past participle of the verb prendre, to take. It is conjugated in the masculine singular form to agree with the masculine singular noun vertige. There is a preposition that means, of, or, from.
Vertige. Vertige.
is a noun meaning dizziness or vertigo. The entire phrase can be literally translated as, I have been taken of dizziness, but a more natural English translation is, I felt dizzy.
Je me suis très bien senti.
I felt very well. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
se sentir,
which means to feel. The reflexive pronoun
me
is used because the subject of the sentence
je
I is also the object of the verb.
Très bien
is an adverb meaning very well and modifies the verb
sentir.
The past participle
sorti
is used in the passé composé tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb
être,
to be, and the past participle of the main verb.
Je me suis très bien sorti.
I felt very good. This sentence is in the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun, which means the action of the verb is being done to the subject, in this case, I.
Suis
is the conjugated form of the verb
être,
to be, in the
passé composé
tense.
Sorti
is the past participle of the verb
sortir,
to feel, which agrees in gender and number with the subject pronoun.
Très bien
is the adverbial phrase modifying the verb, meaning very well. The sentence translates literally as, I myself have felt very well. The reflexive pronoun emphasizes that the subject felt good themselves, rather than someone else feeling good.
Je me suis senti heureux.
I felt happy. This sentence is in the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb
avoir
in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb is
suis,
which is the first person singular present tense form of
être,
which is used when the subject is a reflexive pronoun like
me,
the past participle of
sortir
is
sorti.
The object of the verb is the adjective
heureux,
which describes the feeling of the subject.
Je me suis senti heureux.
I felt happy. This sentence is in the past tense and uses the reflexive pronoun si,
je,
je,
I, me,
me, myself, reflexive pronoun suis,
si,
am, present tense of
être,
to be, senti,
sorti,
felt, past participle of sentir,
sortir,
to feel, curious,
heureux,
happy, feminine adjective. Breakdown. The sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me,
me,
because the subject,
je,
je, is also the object of the verb, sentir,
sortir.
This means that the subject is performing the action on themselves. The verb
être,
to be, is used in the present tense, because it is part of a compound tense, past tense. The past participle senti,
sorti,
agrees in gender with the subject,
je,
je. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns, used when the subject of a verb performs an action on themselves past tense, formed with the auxiliary verb
être,
to be, and the past participle of the main verb agreement, past participles agreed in gender and number with the subject of the verb.
Vata.
This means, go away. Or, get out of here. This is a very informal and direct command using the do form of the verb
ale,
which means to go.
Va
is the do form of the verb
ale.
In the imperative mood, it means go in this context.
Ta
is a contraction of
dwa,
you, and
are.
There. It is often used to replace the preposition the from in this phrase. Therefore,
vata
means go from here or go away.
Je me sentais davantage en sécurité.
I felt more secure. Here's a breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, myself, used with the verb, sentir, to feel, to indicate that the feeling is directed towards the subject.
Sentir.
This is the imperfect tense of the verb, sentir, to feel. The imperfect tense is used to describe actions, or states that were ongoing, or habitual in the past.
Davantage.
This adverb means more or further.
Or.
This preposition means in or at.
Sécurité.
This noun means security. This sentence conveys the feeling of being more secure, emphasizing that the feeling was ongoing and not a single instance. The use of the reflexive pronoun highlights the subjective nature of the feeling.
Je l'ai maintenant compris.
I understand it now. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I, in French.
Elle.
This is the direct object pronoun, it, in French. It is a contraction of
le.
The masculine singular definite article, the, and
lui.
The pronoun, him slash her.
Eh.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb.
Avoir.
To have, in the first person singular.
Compris.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Comprendre.
To understand. Since.
Avoir.
Is an auxiliary verb used to form the passé composé tense.
Compris.
Needs to agree in gender and number with the direct object pronoun.
Elle.
Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. French uses direct object pronouns to represent the object of a verb. These pronouns are placed before the conjugated verb. Passé composé. This is a common French verb tense that is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir
or
être
plus the past participle of the main verb agreement. In French, the past participle of certain verbs must agree with the direct object pronoun in gender and number.
Je vais courir.
I am going to run. This sentence uses the future proche, near future, tense, which is formed with the present tense of
aller.
To go, followed by the infinitive of the verb.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
Vais
is the first person singular present tense of
aller. Courir
is the infinitive of the verb, to run.
Je pars au boulot.
I am leaving for work. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Pars.
This is the first person singular present tense form of the verb, partir, to leave. It is conjugated for the subject, g. Or. This is a contraction of the preposition, a. To, at, and the definite article, le. The. Boulot. This is a slang word for work, short for travail. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. This sentence doesn't have one. Prepositions. The preposition. Or. Is essential for understanding the direction of movement. Slang. Boulot. Is informal, and commonly used in everyday French. Je vais travailler. I am going to work. The sentence uses the aller, to go, plus infinitif. Infinitive, structure to express future plans. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Vais is the first person singular present tense conjugation of aller. To go. Travailler is the infinitive form of the verb, to work. The phrase literally translates to, I am going to work, but it's understood to mean, I will work, or, I am going to be working. Je me rends au travail. I am going to work. Breakdown. G. Je. This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I. Me. Me. This is the reflexive pronoun, meaning, myself, and indicating that the action of going to work is being done by the speaker. Rends. Ah. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, render. Rend. Which means, to go, but in this context, it translates to, am going. Oh. Or. This is the contraction of, a. A. To, and, le. Le. The, indicating a destination. Travail. Travail. This is the noun, work. Key concepts. Reflexive pronoun. The use of the reflexive pronoun. Me. Indicates that the action of going to work is being performed by the subject of the sentence, I. Present tense. The verb, rends. Is in the present tense, indicating an action that is happening now. Preposition plus article. The combination of a. And le. Le. To form o. Or. Is a common way to express a destination in French. Je vais au travail. I am going to work. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Vais. This is the present tense of the verb, or le, to go. It is conjugated in the first person singular. Or le is an irregular verb, so its conjugation is unique. Or. This is a contraction of the preposition, a, to slash at, and the definite article, le, the. The contraction is used before a masculine singular noun. Travail. This is the noun, work. In this context, it means the place where one works, such as an office or factory. Key concepts. Present tense. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb, or le, indicating an action happening now. Contractions. The phrase. Or. Is a common contraction used in French. Articles. The definite article. Le. Is used before the noun. Travail. To specify a particular place of work. Écarte-toi. Get away from me. Or, move away. This is a very direct and imperative command. Écarte. Is the imperative form of the verb. écarté. Meaning, to move away, or to separate. Toi is the object pronoun meaning you. Toi is used here because the sentence is in the informal form of the imperative, which you would use with a friend or someone you know well. So the sentence literally translates to, move yourself away. This is grammatically correct, but the English translation is usually shortened to, get away from me. Or, move away.
On m'a demandé ma carte d'identité pour vérifier mon âge.
I was asked for my ID to verify my age. Breakdown. On m'a demandé.
On m'a demandé.
Translates to, I was asked. This is a passive construction in French, using the past participle of the verb.
Demandé.
To ask, and the pronoun.
Me.
The pronoun.
On.
Is used here to refer to an unspecified person, or group of people. Ma carte d'identité.
Ma carte d'identité.
Literally means, my identity card. This is a standard phrase for an ID card, often used in situations where proof of age is required. Pour vérifier mon âge.
Pour vérifier mon âge.
Means, to verify my age.
Pour.
Indicates the purpose of the action and.
Vérifier.
Means to check or verify.
Mon âge
is the direct object, and simply means, my age.
Je me suis fait prendre.
I got caught. This sentence is in the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe an action that happened in the past, and is now finished. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have. Conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Here, the auxiliary verb is
suis.
Am, which is the first person singular conjugation of the present tense of
être.
To be, the past participle of the verb
faire.
To do, is
faire.
But in this case, it is used with a reflexive pronoun.
Me.
Myself, to form the reflexive verb.
Se faire.
To be done, to be made. This reflexive verb is used to say that the subject has been the object of the action, meaning that something happened to them. In this context,
se faire prendre
means to get caught, to be caught in the act. The word
prendre
to take is used here in the sense of to catch, to apprehend. Therefore, the complete translation of the sentence is I got caught.
On m'a attrapé.
I was caught. This sentence is in the
passé composé,
which is the French equivalent of the English past perfect tense. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, conjugated in the past tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Breakdown. On. This is the
on
pronoun, which means one or they, and is used as an impersonal subject. Emma. This is the
avoir
verb conjugated in the third person singular, he slash she slash it, of the past tense, which is
a.
The
m
is the direct object pronoun
me,
which is attached to the verb for emphasis. Attrapé. This is the past participle of the verb
attrapé.
To catch. In this sentence, the emphasis is on the action of being caught, rather than the person who caught the speaker.
On m'a attrapé.
I was caught. Breakdown. On.
On.
Is the third person plural pronoun acting as the subject of the sentence. It translates to they. M. Is the first person singular direct object pronoun, acting as the object of the verb, attrape. It translates to me. Is a contraction of the third person singular of the verb avoir. Avoir. Which means, to have. It acts as the auxiliary verb in the passé composé, past tense. Attrape. Attrape. Is the past participle of the verb attrape. Attrape. Meaning, to catch, or, to grab. It acts as the main verb of the sentence. Therefore, the sentence translates to, they caught me. This sentence is in the passive voice, meaning that the action is being done to the subject rather than by the subject. We don't know who did the catching, but we know that the subject, I, was the one caught. Umalage. I was dumped. The sentence, onemalagare, is in the passive voice. This means the subject of the sentence is the one being acted upon. Breakdown. On. O. Is a pronoun that stands in for an unspecified person, or people, like, one, or, they. M. M. Is the pronoun. M. With the indirect object pronoun. M. Attached, indicating that the action of the verb is directed towards me. Is the third person singular past participle of the verb. Avoir. Which means, to have. Lagere. Lage. Is the past participle of the verb. Lage. Which means, to dump, or, to leave. Therefore, the full meaning of the sentence is, one dumped me. In this context, on. O. Is likely referring to a specific person, but it is being kept vague. Umalage. I was dumped. This sentence is in the passé composé. Past compound tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. O. This is the pronom personnel. Personal pronoun, one, or, someone, in the third person singular. It is the grammatical subject of the sentence. M. This is the pronom personnel. Personal pronoun, me, in the first person singular. This is the direct object of the verb. Ah. This is the auxiliary verb. Has, or, have, in the third person singular. This is part of the passé composé. Past compound tense. Lage. This is the past participle of the verb, lager. This means, dumped, or, left. The whole sentence means, someone dumped me. J'étais largué. I was dumped. J. Is the contraction of. Je. Meaning, I. E. Is the present tense of the verb. Avoir. Meaning, to have, and is used here to form the past participle. Été. Is the past participle of the verb. Être. Meaning, to be. Largué. Is the past participle of the verb. Largué. Meaning, to dump, or, to leave. The sentence uses the passive voice, where the subject is the object of the action. Here, I am the one who was dumped, not the one who did the dumping. The phrase is often used to express a sense of sadness or disappointment. J'étais largué. I was dumped. This sentence is in the passé composé. A common verb tense used to express actions that happened in the past. Here's how it breaks down. G. Colon, this is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I. A. Colon, this is the auxiliary verb, avoir, conjugated in the first person singular present tense. It's used with the past participle of the main verb to form the passé composé. Été. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb, être, to be. Largué. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb, larguer, to dump. It's used in the feminine singular form to agree with the subject, J, I. So, the literal translation is, I have been dumped. However, in English, we typically use the simpler, I was dumped, to convey the same meaning. J'ai commencé à avoir sommeil. I started to feel sleepy. Breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have commencé is the past participle of commencé, to begin slash start. This form is used with avoir, to have, in the passé composé tense, which describes an action that happened in the past and is now completed. Avoir means to have in the infinitive form, which is used after the verb commencer, to indicate the beginning of a state or an action. Sommeil means sleep. Key concepts. Passé composé. This tense is formed with avoir plus past participle. It is used to describe actions that have already happened. Infinitive after commencer. Colon, this construction is used to express the beginning of an action or state. Je me suis fait tremper. I got soaked. Breakdown. Je. This is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. Me. This is the reflexive pronoun, myself, in the direct object form. It indicates that the subject performed the action on themselves. Suis. This is the present tense of the verb, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Fait. This is the past participle of the verb, to make, used in the passé composé tense. Trempé. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to soak. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. The verb se faire is a reflexive verb, meaning the action is performed by the subject on themselves. Passé composé tense. This tense is used to describe an action that happened in the past and is now completed. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir or être and the past participle of the main verb. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun me is in the direct object form, meaning it receives the action of the verb. Translation using eSpeak NG. eSpeak NG, I got soaked. Disparaît. The sentence means disappear. Breakdown. Disparaît. This is the imperative form of the verb disparaître, meaning to disappear. The imperative is used to give a command or instruction. It is singular, meaning the command is given to one person. J'ai la hache. I have the axe. The sentence uses the verb avoir to have in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular. J'ai la is the feminine definite article, meaning the hache is the noun for axe. J'avais des doutes. I had doubts. This sentence is in the imparfait tense, which is used to describe past actions that were ongoing or habitual. The verb avoir means to have, and doute means doubt. The parfait is formed by taking the infinitive of the verb, removing the a ending and adding a you ye a. So the parfait of avoir is avoir. Je m'en suis occupé. I took care of it. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun se with the verb occupé to mean to take care of something. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Am is the reflexive pronoun, meaning myself. Or is a pronoun that refers to something already mentioned. Si is the present tense form of the verb être. To be. Occupé is the past participle of the verb occupé, which means to take care of. The sentence is in the past tense, meaning that the speaker took care of something at an earlier time. Je suis faire. I knew how to do it. Breakdown. J-I. J. Is the contraction of. Je. I. And. A. Have. It is the present tense of the verb. Avoir. To have, conjugated in the first person singular. Su. Su. Is the past participle of the verb savoir. To know. This is part of the passé composé tense. Y. E. Is a pronoun that refers to a place or situation that is already known or understood. In this case, it refers to the task or situation in question. Faire. Faire. To do is the infinitive verb. Key concepts. Passé composé. This is a common past tense in French, formed with the auxiliary verb avoir or être. To be, and the past participle of the main verb pronoun e colon. This pronoun is used to avoid repetition of a previously mentioned place or situation. Translation: I speak ng. I have known to do it. Je m'en suis sorti. I got out of it. Breakdown. Je. This is the pronoun I in the subject form. M. This is the contracted form of the pronoun me and the preposition n. It indicates that the subject I is the one performing the action and is affected by it. R. This preposition means from it or out of it. It refers to a situation or a difficult circumstance. Si. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be. Sorti. This is the past participle of the verb sortir, to go out. Key concepts. Reflexive pronoun. The reflexive pronoun me is used to indicate that the subject is both performing the action and being affected by it. Past participle. The past participle. Sorti. Is used to form the compound tense, indicating that the action has already been completed. Explanation. This sentence means, I got out of it. The speaker is saying that they managed to escape or overcome a difficult situation. The reflexive pronoun emphasizes that the speaker is the one who was affected by the situation and successfully navigated their way out of it.
Je m'en suis sorti.
I got out of it. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun se, which translates to myself, but in this context, it's used for myself and implies from that situation.
The verb sortir
means to go out or to exit, but in this sentence, it's in the past participle.
Sortie
form and refers to the act of exiting the situation. Is a pronoun that stands in for the situation or context the speaker is referring to. The construction
ma
combines the reflexive pronoun
me
and
a,
creating a sense of out of it. So the sentence literally translates to, I myself have gone out of it, but the meaning is clear. I got out of it. I managed it. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
which is a common verb tense in French used to describe completed actions in the past.
J
is the contracted form of
je,
I, and
a,
have. It is the subject pronoun and the auxiliary verb of the
passé composé.
Gérer is the past participle of the verb
gérer.
To manage, it is the main verb of the sentence. This sentence is a simple and direct way of saying that the speaker successfully completed a task or achieved a goal.
Je déteste les haricots.
I hate beans.
G.
Je is the subject pronoun, I, in the first person singular.
Déteste.
Déteste is the verb, to hate, in the present tense, first person singular. It is a regular verb of the first group, ending in er. This is the conjugation of the verb in the present tense for I.
Less.
Le is the definite article, the, in the plural.
Haricots.
Haricots is the noun, beans, in the plural.
Je déteste les mouches.
I hate flies.
Breakdown.
Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French.
Déteste.
This is the verb, to hate, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular, I.
Le.
This is the definite article, the, in French, used before plural nouns.
Mouche.
This is the noun, flies, in French, a plural noun.
Key concepts.
Subject-verb agreement, the verb
déteste
is conjugated to match the subject.
Je.
Definite articles, the definite article.
Le
is used before the noun.
Mouche.
Because it is a specific, known group of flies.
Plural nouns,
the noun.
Mouche
is in the plural form, because it refers to multiple flies.
Allez-vous-en.
Go away. This is an imperative sentence, which means it's a command.
The verb
aller to go is conjugated in the second person plural form.
Allez.
The pronoun
vous,
you, is implied.
The word
en is an adverb indicating movement away from a place. The exclamation point at the end signifies that the command is forceful and urgent.
J'ai une voiture.
I have a car. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the avoir verb, which means to have in English.
Breakdown.
J'ai is the first person singular conjugation of the verb
avoir.
To have, in the present tense. It means, I have. Une is the feminine singular definite article meaning, a, or, an. Voiture is the noun meaning car. This sentence demonstrates the basic structure of a simple French sentence, subject-verb-object. Je dispose d'une voiture. I have a car. This sentence uses the verb disposer, which means to have or to possess in this context. It is used in the present tense, specifically the first person singular form. Je dispose, meaning I have. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject. Je. I. Verb. Dispose. Have. Preposition. De. Of. Object. Une voiture. A car. The preposition. De. Connects the verb. Disposer. To the noun. Voiture. To indicate possession. J'ai un chat. I have a cat. This sentence uses the avoir. To have verb in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular. J'ai. The noun. Chat. Cat follows the verb as the object of the sentence. J'ai un chien. I have a dog. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. J'ai is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb avoir. To have. The. J'ai. Is a contraction of. Je. I, and the. A. Is the present tense form. Un is the indefinite article meaning a, or, an, and is used for masculine singular nouns. Chien. Chien. Is a masculine singular noun meaning dog. Je dispose d'une arme. I have a weapon. This sentence uses the verb disposer, which means to have or to possess, but is often translated as to have at one's disposal. It is used when referring to something that is available for use. The phrase d'une arme means of a weapon, but is often translated as a weapon. In this sentence, the subject, J'ai, is implied, and the sentence structure is similar to the English, I have a weapon. J'ai une arme à feu. I have a firearm. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the first person singular. J'ai une is the feminine singular definite article, which translates to the in English. Arm is a noun, meaning weapon or firearm in English. A feu is a prepositional phrase meaning that shoots or that uses fire in English. It describes the type of weapon. Je dispose d'un boulot. I have a job. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Dispose is the verb to have in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular, I. De is a contraction of de, of, and a. Boulot is a slang term for job. Key concepts. The use of the verb to have in the sense of possession with the preposition de to express possession. The use of a slang term for job, which is common in informal French. Je dispose d'une clé. I have a key. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Dispose is the verb to have in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular. This is a slightly formal way of saying have in French. Mais is a contraction of the, of, and the. Un. Is the indefinite article a for a feminine noun? Clé. Is the noun qui feminine? This sentence demonstrates a common French structure. Subject plus verb plus object. The object, a qui, is introduced with the preposition de, of, and the definite article le, the, which are contracted into une. J'ai un enfant. I have a child. This sentence uses the verb avoir to have in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular. J'ai un is the indefinite article for masculine singular nouns, and enfant means child. Fiche le camp. This means get out of here or scram. Fiche is an informal imperative form of the verb ficher to stick, to put. In this context, it's used as a slang term meaning to leave or to go away. Le camp is a common expression literally meaning the camp, but here it refers to the place or situation the person should leave. This phrase is very informal and should be used only with close friends or in casual situations. J'ai un stylo. I have a pen. This sentence uses the verb avoir, which means to have in the present tense. J is a contraction of je, which means I, and the is the contraction of a from the verb avoir in the present tense. Is an indefinite article meaning a or an. Stylo means pen. J'ai de l'urticaire. I have hives. The sentence is in the présent. Present tense. J is the je I pronoun conjugated with the avoir to have verb in the present tense, which is a. In this case, de l is a contraction of de le, which literally means of the, but is used to indicate possession in this case. Urticaire means hives. J'ai de l'argent. I have money. The sentence, j'ai de l'argent, is in the present tense, and uses the avoir verb, which means to have. The subject, j'ai, is a contraction of je, which means I. The a is the first person singular conjugation of the verb avoir. De l is a partitive article, which is used before nouns that are uncountable, like money, and indicate quantity. It means some or some of. The noun argent means money and is masculine. J'ai des besoins. I have needs. Breakdown. J'ai colon, this is the contraction of je, I, and a have. This is a very common contraction in French, especially in spoken language. A colon, this is the first person singular present tense form of the verb avoir to have. B colon, this is the plural form of the definite article de of slash some, used before a noun. Besoin colon, this is the plural form of the noun besoin. Need. Key concepts. Contractions. In French, The pronouns je, I, tu, you, il, he slash it, elle, she slash it, on, one slash we, nous, we, vous, you, il, they, and, elle. They often contract with the verb avoir, to have, and être, to be. Plural form. Nouns in French take on a plural form. In most cases, an s is added. Je déplore. I have plans. Breakdown. Je. This is a contraction of je, I, and a. Have. It's the present tense form of the verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the first person singular. De. This is a contraction of de. Of, and le. The. This is used before a plural noun, and functions as a definite article. Plan. This means plans, and is a masculine plural noun. J'ai une preuve. I have proof. The sentence, j'ai une preuve, is a simple statement in the present tense. Let's break it down. J is the contracted form of je, I, and a. Have. Une is the feminine singular definite article meaning a or one. Preuve is the feminine noun meaning proof. This sentence uses the verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the present tense. The conjugation for I is a. Therefore, the sentence translates to I have proof.